Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of the Depressed Breakfast Club. This week, we're going to be talking about daydreaming. Do you get lost in your daydreams? Do you spend more time in your fantasy world? And if you do, how is that affecting your relationships and your mental health? Before we go any further, as always, we're going to remind all of our listeners that we are not medical professionals. We are simply three ladies that have opinions that we think people need to hear. Not that we're forcing you to listen, but anything we say here is our opinion. We do try to keep it light, and we do laugh during our podcasts. But if you find yourself in a very dark, dark downward spiral, we have some phone numbers for you to call. Joyelle's going to give you those phone numbers. Joyelle.
Yep, so if you're feeling suicidal or you just need somebody to talk to, in Canada you can call the suicide hotline at 1-833-456-4566, or you can text to 45645. And in the US, you can call 988 or text talk to 741-741. So please, if you're feeling suicidal or just need somebody to talk to, please reach out to someone. And on to Taylor.
All right. Good morning, everyone. As always, our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com, all lowercase. We always look forward to hearing from you guys. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook under the same name. We do post our episodes there. We share our quotes. We're kind of learning some new things. Well, okay, I'll say I'm learning some new things and Joyelle's learning some new things because we don't do the social media as good as Miss Dana does. So we're learning like the hashtags to help us be searched and stuff. Okay, and today's quotes, because I found two of them that I really liked, are going to be one, daydreaming is a way of escaping from reality, which it's very, very true, and I use very, very often, maybe a little too often. And then the second one is, I try to maintain a healthy dose of daydreaming to remain sane. So this week's episode was actually one that I wrote down because I don't even remember how many months back now. A friend of mine and I were having a conversation, and we were doing it, I think, in a Discord server with other people to interact and respond to. And we were talking about how her and I are both kind of the same way, where we go into like, we don't just have like light little fluffy daydreams. We go into hard detail. Like there's everything in it. We will make up the person that we would fall for, like the perfect person, and then like get so invested in it and end up basically getting to the point where you have to kind of break it off at some point. So then you end up hurting your own heart. But we both kind of had the explanation of, well, it takes the power away from everyone else because no one can hurt you as well as you can hurt yourself. So we were like, so clearly this has to be good for us.
Clearly.
Other people were a little disturbed. We were like, oh yeah, like I can go into, if I'm at work, like some of the times I'm sure Joyelle's noticed where I'll be like just staring off into the distance, hardcore. I am completely gone. I am not there. I am physically there in the building, but mentally, I am off. I could be off like adventuring in Star Wars. I could be off thinking about a new topic for a new storyline that I have, the characters in it, what horrible things I'm going to do to the characters. I could be like romanticizing whoever my current crush is in Hollywood. That's always a good one right there, just to like completely debilitate you.
You meet them at a coffee shop and they fall madly in love with you.
Stop judging me, I hear it in your voice. But yes, that's exactly it. It's like 52 million different outcomes where you're like, I saw a TikTok maybe like a week ago where, oh, maybe it was a couple weeks ago because I think I sent it to you girls. about the person who's like, oh yeah, you know, you have your daydream and you go so far, but then you have to retcon it so that you go back and redo the daydream but go off on like a different shoot. That's 100% me. I'm like continuously trying to like burn myself out on whoever the new leading lady is for me in Hollywood, where I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I gotta do this 52 million different ways until I'm just tired of it and I can't come up with anything further and I'm just bored.
So let me ask you, when you go into your fantasy world, and this may be hard to say on your part, because you and I both play Dungeons and Dragons. We know what it's like to become another character in
Oh,
a
yeah.
fictitious world. Joyelle doesn't play Dungeons and Dragons. So it might be a good question for her to answer if she daydreams. When you daydream and you said you're the master of breaking your own heart,
Oh, yeah.
you hurt yourself because nobody else can hurt yourself quite like you. How does that affect your anxiety and your depression? Because
It's
now you've created a scenario where you've hurt yourself, and you've purposely put yourself into a low.
Oh yeah, it's one of those things because I can remember my friend and I talking about it, and we've both experienced that where you get to that point and it's kind of like you know that you have to break the habit of going off into that daydream because, like, there's one that I've had for I don't know how many years of my perfect person and being with them and all that kind of stuff. And when I start getting too invested in it, is when I know that I'm like, ooh, it's affecting my day-to-day life because it's now made it where I'm like, well, that's like, this is the ideal. Like, this is who I want to be with. This is the future that I could see for us. And then I come back into reality and I want to spend more time in the fantasy world than I do in the reality world because the reality world sucks and it makes me more, it makes me feel more depressed or puts me in a more depressive state. So that's when I know that it's like, okay, I know it's going to break my heart, but I have to do something like, oh, the person cheated on me and it completely shatters me. And for probably about, I'd say 3 days minimum is normally how long like I feel like I'm just sad, I'm not in that world anymore, I'm not going to that place anymore, and it definitely puts me in more of a depressed state than it does, whereas I'd say it kind of feeds like into both sides of it, like at that sad point you're going to the depressed state, but then when you're kind of in the high of it you have that anxiety sort of highness to it where you're like, oh my God, what if this? What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? And you get to just continuously play it over in your head a
Right.
million times. So it's hard to find like that balance, like the quote that I had where it's you're trying to find that perfect dose of daydreaming so that you stay sane, but you don't drive yourself insane.
Right.
And that is very difficult to find.
Joyelle, do you daydream?
No.
How do you survive work?
I don't. I think that before like my depression and anxiety was really bad, I think I used to. Now I think it's more like intrusive thoughts and more like I play out scenarios, but it's like things that have already happened. You know, you play out that conversation, I should have said this,
Ooh,
or I should
yeah.
have did
You
this.
play out the doomsday scenarios. Your scenarios are never happy endings. They're always something bad is going to happen.
Or something that already happened. It's like, damn, you know what? I should have said this, or I should have said that, or like yeah, so like when my husband left, I should have, like, when he said, like, oh, I don't love you anymore, I'm leaving you for somebody, or I'm gonna have kids with somebody else. And then I just kind of let it go. And then I think to myself, I shouldn't have. I should have said, no, you don't get to get out that easy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not just dating, we're fucking married. You took vows. And so I relive things like that, which is intrusive thoughts or.
Right.
But I don't date. I think because I'm a realist and a pessimist.
Honestly, that's the part that I think for me that helps with the realist, because I always look at myself as I'm the realist. Like, if it comes to any sort of outcomes where there could be a bad outcome, like, that's where my mind goes. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be prepared that moving, for example, I was like, okay, I'm going to be prepared that the move is going to go terribly. We're not going to get the truck that we want. We're going to have all these issues. And my mom always looks at me and she's like, why are you putting that out there? I'm like, I'm being realistic. All of these things could very well happen. And I'm just trying to be prepared so that when the good things happen, I'm like, holy crap, I appreciate it a million times more than the people who expected those things to happen. And like, well, yeah, of course they happened. Like, no, they could have not happened. We could have hit a duck along the way. You don't know.
I totally ex those things did happen. Like I went to this time when I went to move, I booked my mover and everything. And then the day of the
That's right.
move, I'm waiting here and I'm like, where's my mover? And I call him up. He's like, you were supposed to call and confirm. What? You never told me to call and confirm. And now I'm sitting here waiting to move. So
Wow.
I don't
See.
know. I feel like if I daydream, like say you daydream about going to like someplace nice and warm, like Jamaica or Barbados or that, what's the point? I'm never going there. It just makes you sad because you know you're never going to be able to afford to go there.
I think that's why I go with, like, for me, 9 times out of 10, when I go into the daydreaming fantasies and all that, it's always like out there stuff. Like, I gave the example of Star Wars. Like, obviously, that's never going to happen. The Jedi Order is not just going, boom, they're here suddenly and magically. Like, Norm and I would sign up in 2 seconds. He would be right there with me, be like, oh my God, Norm, let's go, bud, let's go. Grab Dana, we're hitting the skies, we're leaving.
Don't drag me along on your Star Wars fantasies.
That's what she says now, but the moment that I if
Unless
I
Din
walked up,
Djarin's there.
I was just gonna say, but if I told her, if I walked back into that house and went, you know, Din Djarin's actually real, she would run my ass over us. She was like, why aren't you in the starship yet?
Norm has her
Exactly.
dressing up as Princess Leia. Here's my lightsaber.
Meow. Yeah, you like that,
Oh,
don't
so I daydream, but
about being Princess
my
Leia?
no, my daydreams are more like, oh man, imagine the clothes I could wear if I was thin.
Oh, I never daydream about that.
No, I think about how much a
Imagine.
slut I'd be.
Okay, well, see,
I'm married.
see, but that's the nice thing. Like, that's, I won't even lie. Like, any time that I basically play a video game, like any of the BioWare games where you get to build relationships, like, so in Dragon Age Origins, the very first one of them, you have the option to romance all of the characters. And at one point, you can actually sleep with all of them. And I do. My whore ass in every video game that there is. Oh yeah. Basically any books that I write, anything like that, I vicariously live through my characters. Like, even my one main character for D&D right now, she a hoe. She a full out hoe where she's like, I don't care what species you are, let's have fun. Like, okay, a tiefling walks up, let's do this. Gnome walks up, let's do this, Gnomeo.
I've got so many orifices, we're good.
Exactly. She's like, I can make this work. Let's go. I got the swing. We're ready.
No, so I mean, And for me, you guys know my struggle that I have with my weight, with being 52, menopausal. I have gastrointestinal issues to boot. It's like I've got the black plague of weight loss. Even my doctor can't figure out why weight, like why fat isn't falling off me. I literally eat a yogurt and a banana at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and I eat dinner at 5 p.m. I may or may not snack on some popcorn at night. That's it. I try to drink at least 64 ounces of water a day, and on most days I am successful, and that's probably why I get up 12 times in the night to pee. But I've been seeing a dietitian for 6 years now. I have meal logged, food blogged, food tracked, filled 4 notebooks of what I've eaten in a day, counted the calories down to the absolute, like within 3 calories of what I've consumed in a day. I have never gone over 2,200 calories in the last 4 years. And that's even eating like Eggs Benny. Because if I eat Eggs Benny for breakfast, I'm done. That's it. So when I have these daydreams, and I could be like just sitting on the couch playing on my phone, and I'll get lost in a dream, and it's always like, man, what would I be doing if I was thin? I'd probably be out in the garden on my knees, on my real knees, not these titanium knees because arthritis killed me. I wouldn't have got arthritis if I was thin. Yes, you would have. You've seen the people in the hospital that were like sticks that had to have their fucking joints replaced. And I'll come out of it, and I realize I'm still fat. I didn't get thin while I was
That
eating.
is rude when that happens. Like,
Right?
the daydream should help melt away the pounds where you're like, I didn't eat. Why am I not thin?
Or like when you daydream you win the lottery, that money should be in your bank account.
Okay, now that
Yeah.
that's a daydream that I've hurt myself with so many times where I just sit there, like I'll go off. They're always short daydreams, but I always go off into the daydream where it's like, ah, oh, what would I do if I won like $100 million? I'm like, well, let's see. I'd buy the perfect house or build the perfect house. Any friends who wanted to live with me could come and live with me. Have like the big backyard. I could have some goats. Have dogs, have whatever animals I want, get a new car, maybe get a motorcycle, be tattooed all to hell, and then basically never have to work another day in my life because then I just go and I'd find something that I actually truly love and do that. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, I still have like, I don't know how many millions of dollars left over because
I
my
guess
dreams are so small.
I do daydream about winning the lottery, I guess, and what I would do with it, and
So
how it would change my life.
what is your biggest, so when you daydream about winning the lottery, how much do you daydream about winning, and what kind of like things do you daydream about for using it for?
Honestly, it's not even a fun daydream. It's it's a
We will
risk.
teach you the ways.
A responsible daydream. I dream of just paying my bills and not being in debt, like paying everything off and buying a house and being able to go see my sister.
That sounds like a perfect daydream to me.
That sounds like a very good daydream. A good responsible daydream, yes,
Yeah.
but a very good one.
Meanwhile, I'm walking around in my daydream. Look at all the tattoos I have.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not in my
Taylor's
daydream.
like, make it
Yeah. In my daydream, I'm not covered in bling driving a Hummer.
Gold, diamonds on your teeth.
What's up, everybody? Hi, guys.
Flow
I'm rich.
Rider, Flow Rider blasting from the
You're like, yes, this is what I've wanted my entire life, and I finally get
Yeah. But I do find that when I have those instances when I get lost in a daydream and I, as Cher would say, snap out of it.
it. Snap out of it.
It takes me.
Makes me sad.
Probably 2 to 3 days to pick myself up, like to literally scrape my ass off the floor and pick myself up and say, stop being so fucking hard on yourself. And that's all it is. I'm hard on my, like I will tell myself my husband's embarrassed to be seen with me. I will tell myself that my friends don't want to be seen with me.
We always
And
want to be seen with you, just saying.
it so Joyelle's kind of, I'm with Joyelle where I'll have those intrusive thoughts, but after my daydream.
Yeah.
Yep.
I absolutely think if I was skinny that I wouldn't be single.
Even after winning the lottery, even
Yeah.
after winning the lottery, I still have intrusive thoughts like, I'll say, oh man, I won the Powerball in the US, for instance, where it's like $1.8 billion. I'm like, I take the
Damn.
buyout and I come home with like $75 million. And I buy like 1,000 acres of land and I build houses for my family and everybody lives on my land rent free and we have farms and you want 12
Yes.
dogs? Have 12 dogs. Here, Sam. Here's the whole fucking Isle of whales. You can have all the corgis you want. And then those intrusive thoughts come in. Who'd I forget? Oh my God. I never thought about cousin Bob. He's gonna be so mad at me that I gave him nothing in my daydream. Like, nobody knows about your daydream, you idiot.
If they do, then there's something more that we have to talk to them about and be like, is Star Wars real? Are you a Jedi?
And that's like I hate it. Like when I find myself starting to wander off, I'll pinch myself or I'll bite my finger to snap out of it. Just so I don't have the negative days after.
Yeah, because like I find when I come out of it, it's like you're sad and reality hits and you're like, things like that don't happen to me and why don't they happen to me? Because I'm fat. Because I'm I'm fat.
So we are literally our own worst critics, and I think that's why, for me, when I do daydream, I try to go to basically like the alternate realities of myself where I'm like, okay, yeah, in this case, this is like, here I am, this is what happens. But I put myself into situations where it's like, okay, I know that it's something that's not possible. So that way it'll hurt me less because the ones that hurt me, like, will affect my mental state. Are usually the ones where it's like I said, like that one that I have had since I was like a teenager of my perfect mate, my perfect life, and all that. That one, that is actually normally the one that I have when internally, like my higher self knows, like, hey, you know what? You're not into this relationship anymore. Like, it's coming to an end. Remember, this is what you were kind of like, here's the ideal for you. Like, it's one of those weird things that
Yeah.
just suddenly it conjures up automatically for me. So then it's kind of like it adds extra sadness to it where I'm like, ah, shit. Like I'm daydreaming about this. Well, fuck, I'm obviously not happy in my current relationship. God damn it. And then I make myself extra sad by being like, well, now I have to break my own heart, because I have to be like, okay, I need to leave this fantasy behind, because I make that one like, that's the one that I put myself fully into. It's in this reality, so to speak.
Yep.
And that's the one that hurts the worst. Whereas if I do something where it's like the Star Wars thing, I go off into that. I'm like, oh yeah, you know what? I can have RPs about that. I can have D&D about that. I can make up all these different stories and live vicariously through them and have fun while I do it, because I put myself into situations that are obviously never going to happen. Like, oh, hey, you want to go fight a rancor? Let's go fight a rancor. Yeah. I can't die. Like, I have plot armor. I'm not allowed to die. I can make myself happy because I can go off onto these grandiose adventures, or I can think of backstories. Like that was one of the things yesterday. My friend Alicia and I got to play a one-shot D&D with our DM Drew, and it was just the two of us. He made it nice and easy so that we didn't die. Almost died, but I came back to life. I went unconscious, I'm not gonna lie. He hit me and it was like, oh, yeah, so my guy's down. But her and I both made characters that aren't like us. Like in her case, she made a like an actual good character. So she went like several octaves higher. She's naive, she's sweet and all these other things. Not that she's not sweet, but she's sweet in her own spicy way. And then I had my character, a tiefling fiend who is just chaotic evil and is just an asshole. So I just
How's
went
that
along.
different?
I knew that was
Okay.
coming. I knew the moment that I said it, I was like, she's gonna go for it. I know it. You just wait until you get your next eggs, Benny. Don't worry about that little spit looking globule. It's fine. What's that over there? A llama came by. But
UFO.
it was fun getting to play it where like there were several times where I did like the pause metagame, okay, like we walked into some fey realm room where there was purple flames. Like, okay, I have to play it cool with my character, but I'm like, on the inside, Taylor's like, oh my God, I would be waving around the purple flames like a freaking dumbass. I mean, like, oh my God, it's purple. But my character's like, eh, all right, it's fire, let's go. I'm like, I'm dying inside going, but it's purple flames, I want it. I want that to light my room. But where else am I going to get to act that out and be that character and actually interact with other characters
Yeah.
and get to fulfill that, where it's like, okay, yeah, I get to be a tiefling. That's never going to happen in real life. I'm not going to suddenly sprout horns going back and have majestic raven hair that reaches the nape of my back or whatever. I'm like, and I'm not suddenly going to be like reddish, pinkish skin and be like, yes, unless, well, that's not true. If I go outside and I try and sunbathe, I'm a burn and that's the color my skin's going to be. So it's what I love about D&D games, any sort of RPG games like that, where
Yeah.
you get to inhabit another being and you get to live out certain things that you're not going to ever be able to in real life. So it kind of adds that, like, it's a daydream sort of come to life a little bit. Like, there's a little bit of life to it. Not fully, because it's not real, but there's a little bit. Like, you get to pretend at least.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess for me, it's just the negative. I mean, even in D&D, when we set up that game, the characters I created were a lot like myself, because I didn't want to go into the fantasy aspect of it, and then be disappointed when I didn't come out of the game as that person or that
Like, how dare I not be a badass warlock? What the hell?
get
I
that though,
mean,
because
you're
that's
looking for a
why.
cave troll, here I am.
What was that,
That.
Joya?
I was just gonna say, I get that though, because like I feel like that's why I say I'm a realist, because it's like I feel like what is the point? Like I'm just lying to myself. Like I feel I to me, like that's what like a daydream and that is. It's just it's like you're just lying to yourself. You're just I guess like you're not I feel because I'm not a kid anymore, and it's like why, you gotta be realistic and
You're creating a scenario to make yourself feel better, when in reality, you're creating a scenario to feel like shit again.
Because it's you know it's not gonna happen, and you're just lying to yourself in reality.
And you're right there, because to go on that I won the lottery fantasy, I don't even play the fucking lottery. I don't
No, I don't
gamble.
either. I don't either.
Like, every
Yep,
now and
100%.
then, every now and then, normal say, oh, I bought a ticket for, I don't even know the lotteries in Ontario, a Super
Lotto
7,
Max?
maybe. The Super 7 even slur out. Let's go with Lotto Max. He'll say, I bought a ticket for Lotto Max. I'll be like, hey, great. We win, we win, we don't, we don't. And yet there'll be a, every now and then I'll have that daydream or that fantasy that I won the lottery, and I'm walking around making it rain with my fur coat. And I never wear a fur coat because you guys know me, I'm an animal lover. My
Yeah, but you
fur
could have a
coat,
faux fur coat.
my pimp hat with my gold grill on and diamonds falling off my hands, and who am I?
I like this daydream of you.
Battleborn.
I would pay you money at that point in time and be like, you know what? Here's some of your money back just because you dress like that.
So yeah, I don't even play the lottery, so I gotta stop having those fantasies.
I don't know why. I just picture like Dana as like mini me when they're in the prison and they're in like the rap outfits with the bling on.
Oh, no.
You're right, 1,000,000%.
It's a hard knock life.
The kerchief on we know what she needs to dress up as for Halloween now.
Who's gonna be my Dr. Evil?
Oh,
Her
I'm ready.
fantasy, just took me like
She's like, we know how to make part of this sort of a reality. Maybe not in the way that you
I'm
think.
talking about winning the lottery. Joelle's got me in prison as a small person.
How to take that daydream and suddenly turn it into a completely different twisted version where you're like, what the f this is why I don't want friends anymore. This is bullshit.
I
I
don't
can warp.
daydream.
Well, I think, you know, part of me kind of wonders.
Like a bad trip.
Part of me kind of wonders, because I'd seen that quote earlier. I think like I was looking up definitions or something like that for daydreams. And the quote that it actually has on dictionary.com, I think, is stop daydreaming, snap out of it. And of course, obviously, in my head, I hear it in Cher's voice and
Yeah.
slapping Nicolas Cage.
Whoa. Who's Sharon Nicky?
Oh my God, I love that movie. But it kind of makes me wonder, because we've talked about it before, where you're not really allowed to like have your like let your inner child be free. Like, you think about so many of the things like that where it's snap out of it. And it's kind of like looking at the generations before, where each generation's been like, you can't have those daydreams. Like, they're never going to happen. Snap out of it. Let's get back to reality. Shuffle that horse shit and let's get the horses fed. And it makes me kind of wonder, to a certain degree, what the world would be like if we didn't have people doing that to each other, instead of having people come around and basically encourage the negative thinking in each other, instead of being like, yeah, you know what? Hey, let's go off into this fantasy realm of Dana rap singing as Mini Me
In prison.
in prison, where it's instead of being the types where, because so many people are that immediate negative, Well, snap out of it. That's a stupid daydream. Like the amount of
Yeah.
times I've heard people say that to each other of, well, that's just a dumb daydream. Why have it? It's like, well, because some daydreams actually do come true. There have been some, like looking at my mom with her business. That was a daydream of hers 26, 27 years ago, where she honestly thought, she's like, well, you know, I'd love to be able to be doing this 3 decades from now, but yeah, probably not. And here she is, almost 3 decades later, still doing what she loves because she had a daydream of, I want to be able to help people. And here I am. And it's because she didn't listen to the people who negatively told her, like, well, of course that daydream's never going to happen. You're going to get burned out and you're going to be done doing that. You're going to be at a desk job in the next 5 years. Well, fuck you guys. You were all wrong.
Is that a daydream or a dream?
Yeah.
Like,
I'd say
you
one
know
and
what
the
I mean?
same.
Like you think that they're the same? Like if you have
No.
a dream, like it's more like a goal, and not a daydream, I think is more fantasy.
I
I
would
think your
argue that
mom
they're
had like a goal, like a dream that this is what she wanted to do, and she went after it, and to
maybe
me,
it
they're
started
basically
as
one
a
and the same.
daydream.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably more so how it is, where I look at it as having a daydream or having a dream. In both cases, dreaming in general is supposed to be a sense of something that's not happening, that's not actually real. But in this case, a goal is something that you make a reality. So you think
Well,
about the people,
sometimes.
well, yeah, I was going to say exactly sometimes. You think about the people who have had those goals or dreams where they're like, okay, they're in high school. What's his face there? Is it Mark Zuckerberg who made Facebook? Right? Yes?
Sure.
No one can argue with us. I'm gonna say that that's who did it. Where
If
you
you
learn
know the
some
truth, people, email us.
I feel like that's who it was. But where like he came up with this idea, he's like, oh yeah, you know, I kind of had like this dream about a website where people could connect with each other on it. That never would have crossed my mind. Wouldn't have been in my dreams, my daydreams, nothing. I'm like, me, I use it, I love it, obviously. But he made it into a reality where at the time that wasn't a thing. It was like MySpace. That here's this sparkly background that I have with a bunch of music and like lyrics that I liked. And he turned it into a reality because he was like, well, no, I'm pretty positive I can. So it's one of
So,
those things that I would love to be
but
able
I
to do
find then
that.
how do you then like I don't know, I'm just trying to clarify like the difference then.
Devil's advocate is what you are,
Yes.
Peanut.
I would say
Again.
she loves to be the devil's advocate.
Again.
And
No, no. No, I just
I see where you're coming from. Because to me, a daydream, and I agree with Peanut. To me, a daydream is where you get lost in a fantasy that you know is never going to come true. Like Taylor, you create these beautiful women in your fantasies. Have you ever seen that woman walking down the street?
No, but if I do, be prepared for me to come running back scared as shit.
Exactly. So a daydream can lead into a dream that has a goal.
Yes, that I will agree with.
But a daydream and a dream with a goal are in my opinion, and Peanuts obviously, are absolutely two different things. It's just one can trickle into the other to become.
Yeah, I would say that I think like that would be the definition that I agree with, where
Yeah,
they can
'cause to me, like a
each.
daydream is fantastical. Like something that
Says the
true
woman who has the simplest daydream of, I win the lottery, I pay off my bills,
Well,
and then I go to Denmark.
I can have a daydream that my dad's still alive. It's never
Oh,
gonna
God, yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
You
Like
know
it's
what I
something
mean?
fantastical, like that there's no possibility of
Yeah.
it ever being true. Like there's no, like my lottery dream, there's no possibility of it ever coming true because I don't play
Well, yeah, but to be fair, someone's going to point out the
the
fact that they're like, well, maybe you should buy a lottery ticket. We're not. We all know we're not going
Yeah.
to buy the damn lottery ticket.
Yeah.
I think about winning the lottery. I'm still never going to buy that damn ticket because I never even think of it. I will go to
If
the
any
corner
of our
store.
listeners would like to buy us lottery tickets, we will accept them graciously.
Yes. I won't lie, my preferred is
We'll
scratchers.
share. But
Oh, Dina.
you know what? Honestly, if so, I have a brother. He's my only brother. My mom's still alive, and my brother, and my husband, and my two kids.
For a second there, I thought she was going to forget about her two kids. I don't know why.
If Norm came up to me and said, "Oh my God, I got however many numbers I need to win the big prize in the lottery here in Ontario. I just won $45 million."
Damn, that'd be so nice.
If he came and said that to me, of course, my brother is going to be taken care of for life. My children are going to be taken care of for life. My mom's kind of always going to be with me until the end of her life.
I was gonna say, yeah, she's already being taken care of for life.
Yeah. I mean, we just may do it in Aruba or on some island in the Maldives
Hell yeah.
instead of La Salle. But then I could honestly say, Joyelle, you would win the lottery because I would make sure that your life was easy, easier.
I see.
And I'm not saying I'm going to throw $10 million at you or say that you can retire, but $100,000. You know what I mean? Taylor, $100,000. My best friend Anne, who wants to buy property up north so she can spend her summers near Thessalon, out in the middle of nowhere in a camper, I'd buy her that piece of land and a beautiful, beautiful camper with a canoe and a kayak and one of those four wheelers so that she won the lottery. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be
And
it
now
wouldn't
I'm daydreaming about how I'm going to spend my $100,000.
Atta
I say, and I'm 1,000,000% like I've always thought the same way as Dana, where if I ever won, like say we'll go with the 45 million because you already said the number and it's nice and easy, I would honestly have no issue. Like my big thing would always be like I would want to buy a big piece of land, divvy it up, put like a bunch of tiny homes on it, have my friends and those that I consider my family live on it, not have them worry about like, okay, there's no mortgage, there's no rent. You just gotta like everyone has to pitch in and help out around the land so that way we're all taken care
A
of.
big
But we
veggie garden, fruit trees,
exactly, all of it. Have everything so that we're basically self-sustainable, but we all know
a
that we're there for
commune.
each other. Exactly.
My God, we're becoming a cult.
I love it.
I was gonna say, Dana and I had our
I
don't worry,
want
it won't be Kool-Aid.
member.
What's on this pizza? Don't worry about it.
You enjoy those mushrooms.
Do you feel happy now? Yeah, you do. So I have two questions. One, because this is actually one that I just thought of, one that's more serious and one that's more of a, well, hell, it could turn serious in our conversations. So I've had friends in the past who have drastically disagreed with me on this. But in your opinion, say you're with someone and either one of you go and have a daydream and it's a daydream about you or your significant other being with someone else. Like they've met whoever off of their Hollywood list. And yes, I know mine is whorishly long. So
Like 30 people.
I have added, so yes, I think I'm almost at
Oh my
30.
God.
My other friend still has more than me, so I'm still less than her. But so say Norm has a daydream about what's her face there, Julia Roberts. And he like gets full on into it. Like he's like, yeah, I got to sleep with Julia Roberts in my daydream. Would you consider that cheating in that scenario? Like he hasn't physically done it. He just went off into La La Land and had a whatever. We'll say he had a relationship with her, got married to her, and he's all like stars in the eyes because he's head over heels with her and does whatever the hell.
No, like I can't
Yeah.
control what he does in his dreams.
Thank you.
That's absolutely fucking ridiculous that somebody would be mad at their spouse if their spouse cheated on them in a dream.
Thank you.
It's a
And Joya, what about
Oh
you?
my God.
Oh, I'm with Dana. That's just stupid.
I mean, grant you. I've had dreams where he's cheated on me and I woke up very angry at him. And then I'm like, what am I mad for? Or
I
I
don't
punched him in
like,
my sleep, but
I don't think it's cheating, but like, I'm with you. Like, I would probably, if it was somebody that we knew and he had a dream about doing or like one of our friends or something like that, I'd probably get
that's
angry.
That would be different because
That
then
was going to be like the part two.
that's when you sit down and you have the conversation. Are you attracted to like not are you attracted to other women? Of course men are attracted to other women, but it's are you going to act on that attraction? Because we see so and so every Saturday night when we're playing cards. Are you going to act on that attraction, or was it just a dream? A celebrity, like, I mean, okay, we live in LaSalle. What are the chances Julia Roberts come to LaSalle?
Fuck,
Slim
I'd
to
die if she
none.
came to LaSalle next week.
I was just going to say, if she suddenly, if anyone knows her and wants to send her to LaSalle, Ontario, Southern Ontario, we would be so happy just because I would die laughing hysterically. I would rush over with my phone and camera and record it because I would just pay money to watch Dana's face as she's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Well, if that's the case, if you're sending Julie Roberts for my husband, send Pedro Pascal for
I knew
me.
that was
He
coming.
could be in a fat chicks. Who knows?
I feel like he loves anyone and everyone. Like, I feel like he gives off that vibe that he's just like, I love people for people.
I
So,
wish everybody had that vibe.
yes.
I do. I wish, and I have that vibe. I love people for people. I don't give a fuck what you look like, how you dress, what color your hair is, if you got chin whiskers, whatever. I love people for people. Don't come at me talking with food in your mouth. That's different. Then I'm not so much loving on you.
Gonna say no, but she gonna fork you in the eye.
But I
So,
mean, I don't judge somebody because of how they look or how they dress. Maybe, and I apologize to the masses because I think I have done when I've been with some people have made fun of somebody. And I'm sure we all have at one time.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever. Everyone always says something. There's always going to be the times where you make a comment of like, "Oh my God, I can't believe she's wearing that."
But I would never intentionally say something to hurt somebody because of how they looked.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
And that's how I feel. I
It's
very
been
much feel
done to
Pedro's
me.
like that.
It's been done to me, and it's not a nice feeling.
Yeah,
It's
I definitely.
like when people come up to me, and you guys can see, I always have bags under my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I suffer from insomnia. I have a cat going through chemo treatments who's on prednisone, who treats me like she's a newborn. And I wake up every hour and a half to 2 hours to feed her in the night. Broken sleep is worse than no sleep, because with no sleep, at least I'm exhausted. With broken sleep, I feel like I've rested for an hour and a half and I'm right back to being wide awake again. So I don't sleep. Don't, if I like get dressed to go out, the holiday party at work before COVID, perfect example. The last one we had before the world shut down. Bought a new dress, got my hair did, my daughter did my makeup, and I thought I looked wonderful. We go and we check in, we hang up our coats, we go, we find a table, and one person walks by me, no names. And they didn't work in my department at the time. They worked in another department, but we used to work together. Came over and hugged me. It's good to see you. Boy, you look tired.
Oh. The
We ate
polite way of
dinner.
saying, boy, you look like shit.
We ate dinner and left. Because I said to my husband, I said, I can't believe I spent $120 on a dress, $80 on my hair. Sam, like my do I mean, you guys have seen my daughter when she's in full makeup. She's
She knows how to
really
put it on.
fucking good at putting on makeup. She made me look phenomenal
And
to
someone
have
still came
somebody
up
say
and said
that to
that.
me.
And I
So yeah.
never.
Just love on people. Just love on people. Don't be so fucking negative all the time.
That's always my thought, just because to me, especially like in the holiday party scenario, it's. I always think about the fact of like, I know how dressed up everyone gets for those things, the amount of money that they're willing to put out. So to me, it's like, okay, whether I personally think that, okay, yeah, that dress looks good on, I don't even know who Martha will say. I don't even know a Martha. But to me, it's always like, no matter who it is, I walk up to them and say, oh my God, you look so great tonight. I don't care if I agree with the dress choice or not. They feel amazing that night. They look amazing and they're happy. They got to dress up. They got to go out. They get to have fun with their friends. That's all that truly matters. They don't need someone coming up going, oh my God, you look so tired. Like, okay, well, go fuck yourself. Like, I just spent however many hundreds of dollars on this entire look and you were just an asshole to me for no reason other than to just belittle me. There's
Yeah.
no reason for it. And like I said, that's very much the vibe that I get from Pedro Pascal, is that he's very supportive of all those things. Like he would be the one
Yeah.
who would walk up and say, oh my God, you look gorgeous today. And you could just be like in some ratty ass t-shirt and be like, I do? Like cheesy poof in the hair.
That's when I have daydreams about punching those people.
Oh yeah, there's also those daydreams. Now, I won't lie, I have a lot of those daydreams where that's normally like I have to try and hide the evil smile I have because it makes me happy.
Joelle,
So
have you killed people in your daydreams?
I've done it a lot.
No.
I fully admit I've done what?
But my question is, if going back to we're going back to the daydream of like the whole cheating thing. So what would you do like if your man had a daydream about some like a friend or something like that? Because a daydream you can control, I feel, whereas like if you're just dreaming, you can't control that.
Yeah, like if some like if my significant other has a dream, like I've dated other women where they're like, oh my God, I had a dream about XYZ last night. I was like, okay, I'm not even actually attracted to them, but we got it on. And to me, it's one of those things I'm like, I don't give two shits what happens in your dreams. Like we all know, unless you practice controlling them, you don't really have control over them. You just kind of have them. They happen. I'm like, I've had them too. And there's been times when I've woken up, I'm like, I don't think of that person in that way whatsoever. And yet here I am laying in bed being like, is that good for you? It was good for me. Whereas when you have a daydream, like you're fully in control of every single detail, everything that happens, you get to play it out, plan it out. So that to me is one of those things of, if you're having a daydream and you willfully control it, like, okay, we need to talk about it. Do you want to actually do something about it? Because then there's definitely going to need to be some follow-up conversation and probably not seeing that person and being like, hey, you know what? You probably shouldn't talk to that person for a little while.
Yeah.
Whereas,
Now, how would you think that would affect your mental health if they told you that?
oh, it would definitely, it makes you question things. Like, it for 100%, it makes you question things. It makes you paranoid at that point in time. Just because once you know it's like, okay, a dream, I don't care. Go have at it. Go have fun in your dream. You don't get to say in it anyways. You tell me in your daydream that you're like, oh yeah, you know, last night I totally dreamed about boinking Joyelle. I'm gonna be like, we need to talk.
Yeah,
There's
if they're saying to you, so you remember you were telling me that story about the car crash on Howard Avenue? Yeah, I kind of blanked out, and I was like off thinking about like what it'd be like to get Joelle alone in a room, soft lighting, and type thing. And oh
well, let me
yeah,
tell you how it is.
I. She's like, let me just wipe off my lips here.
It's the best fucking time of your life, Taylor.
You'll remember it forever.
Then you're right, Taylor. It becomes a whole different conversation, and for me, I would probably spiral down into such a deep depression that I would seriously have trouble getting out of it because I have such self-esteem issues as it is. And then to have my partner of 24 years say that they're literally creating fantasies of being with other women.
And it's one of those things. I know it's going to sound weird, I'm sure, to a certain degree, but it's one of those things that when it's someone who's so similar to you, like if it's someone the same age or same age bracket, if you're both heavy set, if you have like the same personality, all those kind of things, it makes it worse. Because like if my partner turned around and told me, she's like, oh my God, I met this girl at work and she's 6'5", super muscular and toned, Scottish accent, and like all these other things that are so drastically different than me, that I would understand more so because it's so opposite of me, where it'd be like,
Really,
okay,
yeah.
I can understand because at least then it makes sense. It's something like those are all things I can't offer. I'm 5'8",
Right, which
I'm
would
heavy
make
set.
me, more paranoid and
Oh, I didn't say that it wouldn't make me less paranoid. I'd understand it more.
and more depressed, because then I'd feel like I'm falling short. And
Yeah.
is that what you really want? Like,
I'm not good enough.
Would you rather I'm skinny? Would you rather I'm taller? Like, am I really not what you want? So then I think
Oh yeah.
I'd get really more.
Well, see, to me, it's more hurtful if someone goes for someone who's basically exactly the same as you and they're one of your friends, because obviously, like, we all have a lot of similarities where it's like, okay, so if my partner suddenly went, oh yeah, you know, I've been daydreaming about sleeping with Dana, I'd be like, okay, I'm mildly taller than her. We're both heavy set. We're both women. We're both gamers. We both like to read. It was like all the things that I'd be listing off and be like, okay, that's more insulting that you're just like, oh, well, you know, I just want to sleep with her instead. It's like, okay, well, that's more insulting. Like, could you instead want to go sleep with the 6'10" Amazon woman over there? Like, at least then I can be like, well, obviously you want drastically different than me. That I'm less insulted about. If you want the same me, just slightly different, then I'm going to be like, you're a dick. I
with
am
white
now
hair.
angrier. Yeah, exactly. It's like now I'm angrier at you because you chose someone who's very similar to me. And I'm
I'm
like,
the short
no.
tailor with white hair. Sorry, my boobs don't match up.
I was gonna say that would be the only thing. Like that, I fully understand when people are like, okay, well, I totally dream about you, and they look down at my boobs. I'm like, I yep. I
Now, would
accept this.
you rather your partner tell you about their daydream or just keep it to themselves?
It depends. Like if it's, I want my partner to always be open with me. Like any of my
But
partners
they
that I've
did.
been
Okay,
with.
so say it's a that they daydreamed about. Like, would you rather them tell not tell you the daydream about daydreaming about a friend? Or would you rather them not tell you any daydreams? Or.
It would depend on the fact of like if they had sudden urges, like if they suddenly were like, ooh, you know what? I accidentally daydreamed about sleeping with Joelle, and now I'm kind of getting, I'm kind of catching feels. Then I'd be like, yeah, we need to talk about this. Now, if they didn't catch feels and they were just kind of like, well, I daydreamed about it, I'm curious. I'd be like, okay, still a little worried. Now, if you continue to have these daydreams, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So it's, I'd still rather know because I fucking hate with a passion being left in the dark because that's one of the things that many of my exes have in common is that they don't communicate and they don't tell things and they just leave me by the wayside and they're like, oh yeah, well, this has been happening for a while. I'm like, why the fuck didn't you say something? Like now I want to punch you in the face because you've left me by the wayside. I've asked you multiple times. Hey, at any point in time, you could have said, hey, by the way, I kind of dreamt about taking Joyelle into that dimly lit room in the closet area and pushing her up against a wall. Like, might have changed some things along the way for me.
I would want to know too. I would want to have that open communication because I feel like that it's when the communication doesn't happen that daydreams start becoming realities. And there, before you know it, it's gone from a secret daydream to a secret reality. And
Exactly.
they are physically cheating on you. So if you're talking about it, if you have that line of communication open and they're saying, I had a daydream about taking Joy out to the motel, dimly lit, pay by the hour.
Oh, thanks.
I was gonna say she's taking you to the real nice parts of town.
Airport. He's
I
really
know exactly.
whoring me down.
I was gonna say I know exactly which hotel she's talking
I
about
see
too, or sorry, motel.
the
We know where you're going.
So, if my partner tells me that they're having that daydream, we can talk about it. And as long as we're talking about it, they're not going to act on it. It's when I say, I don't want to know what you're thinking about.
Yeah.
And then they have those thoughts. And then next thing you know, I'm on my way to Costco and I see somebody's car at the motel. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree with that, even with the CD motel, where it adds that, like it always adds that extra element of spice to it when you do something like that, when you just ignore something like that, just because then if you're not communicating, it adds that little extra spiciness to it, where people are like, oh, it's taboo, we're not supposed to do it. Like, oh, she doesn't know that I've been dreaming about this for months. Like, okay, but if I knew the entire way along, chances are then like if my significant other came up and went, yeah, I've been daydreaming about Joyelle, I'd be like, oh, okay. Be texting Joy and be like, bitch, she dreaming about you.
Yeah,
It would be in the group chat so damn fast where it'd be like, okay, you're all gonna talk to me about it. We're all gonna talk this through and we're all gonna keep off the ledges.
no,
Whereas
but the partner could actually could absolutely be thinking, I And like if they come to you and they tell you that they have this daydream, don't dismiss it. Listen. It's the dismissal when those thoughts turn to, hey, I had a daydream, to, hey, I had a daydream. Tried to tell them about it. They seemed really indifferent. I could probably get away with this.
Yes, exactly. Like, and even when you think about like the Hollywood stars or starlets, whatever, idea, it's still like basically I don't know any married couple that doesn't have the list going on where they're like, oh yeah, if I ever get the opportunity, in Dana's case, Pedro Pascal suddenly walks in and goes, you know what? I really just want to have a torrid one night fling just with anyone, and I've chosen you. I can guarantee
She's
that
got good taste.
I was just going to say, I can guarantee that she's going to be like, well, Norm, it's finally happened. Pedro has found me, and I must fulfill my destiny, and will disappear into whatever the casino, hotel, wherever he's staying at, and that is where she will be gone. And all married couples every married couple knows there, that's when the hall pass comes out, where it's like, look, we didn't think this was going to happen. It's going to happen. It's happening. Meanwhile, Norm's going to be packing his bags, going, well, it's time for me to go to Hollywood and see about making this happen with Julia.
Julia, please answer
The door.
Oh.
Now, before we wrap up, the other thing that I wanted to bring up for daydreams, because it was more of a serious topic, was you, Dana, had brought up about daydreams with your father. So, do obviously you do, and Joyelle, do you ever have daydreams of what it would be like, even if you just got to spend one more day with the person who passed away? Like, for me, it's my papa, where I have daydreams about wishing that I would have gone with one more walk with him, what it would be like to go for a walk now at the age of almost 31. And him being with me and getting to talk about all this stuff.
I don't know if it's necessarily a daydream, 'cause I mean I dream at night sometimes about it and stuff, but I also, maybe this sounds weird, but I talk out loud to them about it. So I don't really daydream about it. I just would kind of be like, God, you know how great it would be to see you again or to do this, or so I don't think it's necessarily I daydream about it.
I do both. Like, I daydream about it. Like, if I'm at work sometimes, where I'll just suddenly be hit with the feeling of missing my papa, and it's suddenly where I'm like, okay, like I can go into, for me, it's a visualization, where I go into that, and I'm just sitting on one of our benches that we used to sit on at Jackson Park, or one of the benches over at Ojibwe, where we would just sit and just watch like the wildlife go by and tell them how much I miss them. And I won't lie, like that's one of those daydreams where it can hurt the heart, because it can still make me cry at times. Like, if I'm really, really in a sad place, where I can start to tear up, because it's one of those, I miss him so dearly. And I truly wish, like, I would, in a fucking heartbeat, I have no regrets about saying this, I would hand in my grandmother, his wife, and trade her in just to get one more day with my papa, just to go on one more walk.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's necessary daydreams. I think I do think about it. Like sometimes at work, something will make me think about it, and I'll think like, boy, it would be great to like do this or do that, or how I miss doing it, but not necessarily daydreaming about it. I dream at night sometimes about stuff like that.
What about you, Dana? I know you mentioned your dad.
Oh yeah. Well, my dad had Facebook. He's got 14 friends. Didn't know how to use it, but I refused I refuse to let my mom close his Facebook account. I can go and write on his wall and talk to him.
I do that with my friend too. I write on her wall and stuff.
Yeah, I take him and stuff. Oh yeah, I can get lost in a daydream, dreaming about fishing down at the river. Whether it be for shitfish, sheephead, because that's all we really ever caught down there, or like bass fishing, fishing off the boat. But fishing was our thing. So yeah.
So
Yeah, I do that.
I think it's one of those things that today's episode kind of highlights, where obviously at the very beginning, Joyelle didn't think that she daydreamed at all, and then before we knew it, she's like, "Okay, well maybe I do." We go by these
Not a
definitions.
lot, though. I don't do it a lot.
No, but we found out, like, obviously there is some daydreams there that you have. We all have it to differing degrees, and about the different things that we have.
What if you do it unconsciously, Joyelle, and you don't even realize you're doing it?
That's true.
Maybe.
Or say, yeah, you do
And
that.
you
Like,
think you don't do it a lot, but you
maybe.
might.
I was gonna say, yeah, it could even be that. Like, when people zone out, when you're not even intentionally doing it, you just suddenly, like, my family used to always call it stuck eyes, because you just suddenly stare unblinkingly at a point in the room, and you're like,
The Pam.
I do that listening to the IT.
I do that listening to the IT.
I
I'm
tagged
not
you
here.
guys. I tagged you guys in the
Was hilarious because it's so true. Your IT.
I tell him too. I'll tell him some like before COVID and he was going to the office and he didn't have me around all day to talk to like he does now. He would come home and he'd have all this shit pent up. And he'd start talking about one of the problems they had with one of the servers at work. And I swear to God, like, my eyes would like glaze over, roll back a little. I maybe even like get a little bit of trouble going. And he'd be talking, I'd be like, and then I'd snap out of it and be like,
Like, yeah, damn them. How could they?
I know for him it was just needing to vent because he's at work and there's nobody around to vent to. So he'd come home and he'd do now it's all day long.
You're just like, now I just get little trickles of it, so I don't go into a full-on daydream where before you're like, I'm gonna go visit Pedro.
Or like sometimes I'll hear him. He'll be on a meeting. He'll have his headset on, and I know the intonations in his voice. So when he takes his headphones off, I'll be like, "Is your meeting done?" Yeah. Okay. You got a little feisty at the end there, and he'd be like, "Yeah, well, they didn't want listen." So it's a nice balance.
You're like, this works so much better for me. Now I don't just disappear into my other world where you're like, yep,
I don't even think I went into a daydream. It was just unconsciousness, like a state of unconsciousness. I'd tell him, I'd be like, I'm so sorry I glazed over right there. He'd be like, it's okay.
It's fine. I still know what I said and I feel better.
Oh, I even do it to my mom sometimes.
Oh,
Ow.
I know for a fact that my mom and I do it to each other all the time, where we both yell at each other because we both get pissed off that the other one's not listening. And then we immediately, because she'll do it to me, and then I get mad at her. I look at her, I'm like, I don't know why I talk to you. She's like, I don't know why you talk to me either. I just don't listen when you speak. And then not 5 minutes later, I'll be ignoring her, and all of a sudden I'll look at her. I'm like, oh, you have clients tomorrow. When do you have clients? She's like, I just fucking told you. I'm like, I was not listening. I left. And she's like, I don't know why I talked to you. I'm like, I don't know why you talked to me either. It's payback.
That goes back to the feeling unheard.
It's a mutual feeling that my mother and I do to each other. Then we yell at each other, Helen Reddick's from Australia, God damn it.
Look at Peanut bringing back our old podcast and throwing it against us.
She's like, look at that. I am the talent for the reason. Nee, 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 nee. Oh, so yes,
sorry,
I'll be curious.
Ladies.
I'll be curious to see what people feel about this episode. If they suddenly go, "Holy crap, I do the daydreaming too much," and they're like, "Oh my god, I'm in the same boat as Taylor." I take it too far. I hurt my own heart.
Well, so let's open it. Let's open it up. Let's open a forum. Honestly, people, we want to hear from you. We ask questions to each other. We want to hear your responses. Married couples, couples that are dating or have a significant other, how would you feel if your significant other told you they were daydreaming about a friend of yours? A conscious thought about one of your friends. How would you deal with that? We want to hear from you. Email us.
At depressed, I was picking that right up. At depressedbreakfastclub.com, I'm not saying this in the right sentence. Wow, yeah, I was all excited and then I messed it up. Email us at depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. There we go. All lowercase. And if you don't want to reach out that way, we also have our Facebook page, which is under the same name. You could just leave a comment, because actually you could put it right under the episodes.
Yep.
So you know whatever ones you're commenting on. You could even comment on the platforms that you listen on, whether it's Podomatic, Sonos, Amazon,
Spotify,
iHeart, all those
Apple.
Fun things. So that way we can see them and interact, because I would love to be able to, at some point, be able to like go back and have reactions to some of the comments that have come up. Like, I think that'd be an interesting episode to kind of do. And if you guys are on Instagram too, I post on my personal Instagram each week, 1 to 2 episodes, because I'm behind on posting the episodes, but posting on there so that you can find it even on Instagram too. So please, by all means, reach out to us and make your comments, questions, any kind of things that you have to say about it. Actually, Dana's just recently done a TikTok, because she is the social media guru of the three of us. Oddly enough, she's the oldest of the group and yet the best with the social media compared to us.
Yeah, I'm the guru that had to ask how to delete a comment.
To be fair, I did not know how to do that until I looked for you.
And I still can't figure out how to work the filters.
I know I certainly don't. So you're still better than me.
I'll keep working on it.
You got this. We're going to get our podcast out to everyone as far as the eye can see. So yes, so please do reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you guys. And for those of my friends who obviously have me on social medias, I do include your comments that you guys send to me in DMs, in group chats, all that fun stuff. I do show the girls and we do talk about it. So we do get the comments, even if it's that way too. Dana, now, oh, wait. I remembered. One thing that you love about yourself, Joyelle.
No, we're going to run out of things we love.
No, we're not. Because then you can repeat once we're eventually out of things.
There's not an endless amount of things to love.
Something positive from the past week.
I will also accept that.
That I got my kittens.
She sounds so bored as she says it. Like,
no, because I got up to go to the washroom as you guys saw me leave. And I go in the bathroom and somebody pooped on the floor.
We're going to discuss this after we say goodbye.
They will learn. But so yes, she got two adorable freaking kittens. yesterday. We all went out for our breakfast in Gotham because we don't just do the podcast. We actually do spend time in each other's lives. We're not just attached at the hips figuratively. We try to do it once a, like, you know, once a month, twice a month. So yeah, so hers is definitely the kittens that I am going to boast about Dana that actually Dana helped get for
Yes,
her,
thank you.
because Dana is an amazing human being too. I get to do this podcast with two amazing human beings, and I am forever grateful for it.
Oh, did you slip in? Is that your? Is
Yes, I'm gonna.
that
I say I'm gonna count that as mine. I had another thing for this week, but that's gonna be for next week. Aha.
your? Okay, so my piece of positive for this week is, Dead Island 2 on my Xbox. Anne and I are killing it,
Yeah,
literally.
you are.
I'm 52 years old, and you put a headset on my head and a controller in my hand and let me kill zombies, and I turn into a 10-year-old child who
I
drinks
absolutely love
coffee.
it.
That is my positivity for this week is getting to play that game with my bestie for like, what did we play for Monday? Like 9.5 hours.
Oh, yeah, I think you're
Oh,
right.
Lord. We had a great session. I only had to stop to make dinner for my family.
Damn
Like,
them.
darn
We
it, they
had
want to eat.
chicken fajitas that day.
You're like, you're lucky these are tasty. Nom, 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 nom. Back to zombies.
So yeah, that's my positivity for the day.
I think we did good positives for this week. Now, Joyelle, you actually have to start saying goodbye. So you have to say goodbye now.
Oh, goodbye.
And
It
now,
sounds so fake.
think we need to work on her exit speech. I hope that you all enjoy this week's episode, and hopefully we get some comments back from you guys. I will be prepared for any of those that will DM me. I'm prepared for this. And now to Dana to say our final farewells.
Well, once again, thank you for listening and joining us on this podcast journey that we've created. We are 16 episodes in, which is honestly 15 more than I thought we would do.
I'm not going to disagree with that. Oh, right. And next week's episode.
Thank you. Just thank you to all of our listeners, whoever you are, wherever you are. We appreciate you and absolutely adore that you humor us by listening to us. And we would appreciate your comments. You can find us. Our main platform is podomatic.com. It doesn't cost anything to sign up. So sign up and you can follow us and you can like us and you can leave comments on Podomatic. And Podomatic will alert you every time we post a new podcast. So we would appreciate it if you all would do that. Again, thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend if you're listening on Saturday morning, which is when we tape. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a splendid week and don't daydream too much.
See
Bye,
you all
everyone.
next week for Narcissus. That's what next week is. So that way I remember.